It's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reeve from our New York studios. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Now, people are calling, Tom, last night in Baltimore, one of the city's darkest days. For those who may just be joining us here on the TJMS, let's bring everyone up to date on what continues to unfold in Baltimore. Extreme violence overnight, Tom. Police officers attacked, fire set, looting, rioting, protest. It all started yesterday afternoon with the funeral of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, who died of a broken neck while in police custody. Now, President Obama is promising assistance as needed. He's being briefed by our new Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. I'm going inside her story with White House correspondent with American Urban Radio Networks and Baltimore native, April Ryan. Good morning, April.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay.
I know you've been following this all night, all morning, covering it. Yeah. Let's start at the White House. Do we anticipate hearing anything from President Obama on this matter?
Well, he's definitely watching, and it's escalating, and you will hear response from the White House. The president definitely could. But when you have something like this that reaches the level of the president, the White House has to be very cautious in letting the president go out, speak or not, because if he speaks, could it incite more violence, give these kids more of a platform saying, oh, people see us, so we're going to do this, or does he just sit and watch and let people do what they have to do? But the president has already put out a statement, or the White House put out a statement saying the president has been in conversation with the mayor of Baltimore. Valerie Jarrett has been in conversation with the mayor of Baltimore, as well as the governor of Maryland. So, and Loretta Lynch is definitely, the new attorney general, is definitely. So it's a fine line of how the White House would have to handle this specific president's out. And Jackie, yesterday, one thing that I did ask the White House and Josh Earnest, I asked them about the fact that, you know, this issue of mistrust with police, between the black community and police, has been going on. You know, we've seen Stamps, we've seen Cleveland, we've seen New York, now Baltimore and beyond. And I said, you know, now that this is such on a national level, you know, is there more onus on the federal government? And they said, no, this is a local issue. And I'm like, wow. And then we see last night that the mayor did not have the city under control. The police department just could not get the city under control, particularly Northwest Baltimore, West Baltimore. So, you know, when does the local government say, look, federal government, we need you? So it's just really interesting to see what's going on.
Have you been in touch with the mayor's office?
I have not been in touch as of yet, but I've been watching her and I've been talking to people who are working with her. I have not been in touch with Mayor Rawlingsblake as of yet, but I have been talking to people who are working with her. But I have been in touch with a lot of people, a lot of officials in the city, who are watching this via social media. And Sybil, this is really interesting. Everything is popping off around North Avenue in Baltimore. North Avenue is a street that houses so much. It also houses the Department of Education, the headquarters of the Department of Education for Baltimore City. So, and many of those officials that are in the Department of Education in Baltimore on North Avenue, they are looking at social media. They've been finding their kids on social media who are throwing the rock at the police officers. So a lot of these people are being pointed out right now. They don't realize it, but a lot of these teachers are finding their students on the street, not just that parent who spotted her kid and gave him a you-know-what can of what, but, you know, the teachers are spotting these kids and calling them by name now. So social media is also helping to identify some of these kids and also figuring out where they could be going next and what's going on. So there's a lot happening right now in the city.
April, part of Baltimore are your people from? And have you talked to your people, and what are their thoughts?
My people are from every part of Baltimore City. I've got the Hoodie Hood, I've got the middle class, and I've got some that are upper middle class.
So what are your people saying?
They are very
this
concerned.
Morning.
Everyone, I mean, I've got a lot of people who are school teachers. They're not in school today. I've got people who live not far from there. My good friend, my hairdresser, is blocks from North Avenue. I go get my hair done down there. It's Fayette and Division Street. And, you know, the crazy thing, just blocks away from it, she shut down early. And, you know, she's home now. She was concerned. She told her, what is it, the gate, the breakdown to make sure that her establishment was safe. I mean, my church is not far from there. So, I mean, there are we utilize all of Baltimore. You know, I live just a couple of miles outside of Baltimore. But Baltimore, we are, it's connected. We utilize all of Baltimore, whether it be the hood, whether it be the middle class, whether it be upper class. We utilize all of Baltimore, and that is a part of Baltimore that we are connected to in so many ways. I've got friends, I've got family, I do business there. So, I mean, it hurts. I know these places. I see these places. I drive by these places. I'm in that community, and there are many great churches in that community, stalwart churches, and it's really sad. Everyone is scared right now. People are fearful. And, you know, my family, you know, I have family who are involved with people who watch my kids. They were like, April, I'm not watching the girls. I may not even be able to go to work today because I'm scared of what's going to happen. I may have to get my kids right away. So,
April, are your people optimistic that the local government, with the help of the National Guard and the governor's office, can get this under control? Or do you think there'll be another night of what we saw last night?
The sad thing is, last night was a telltale sign in a lot of ways. We hope that they can get it under control, but these kids see that they've got international attention, and that's fueling their push. They've already said on social media they've targeted a place out this way that they're going to come after it around 3 o'clock this afternoon. So we're in prayer. We're trying to see. I mean, I just hope. I've been driving around. I have not seen police officers. From my ride from D.C. yesterday to Baltimore, I did not see any police officers from my ride from Washington to my home, and I believe they were all going down to Baltimore. And today in my community, I was taking my kids outside of Baltimore to school. I didn't see any police officers here in the county, so I believe they're all down there. So I'm just hoping that the curfew and the police presence really make a difference, because you cannot have lawless Baltimore. You cannot. And these kids really don't realize the damage that they're doing to themselves and their future and our community.
Do you know anybody that knows that mother who was dressed in yellow?
Identified the mom.
Do you know anybody that can identify?
I will say this. Last night, a friend of mine came over to the house and we were watching it together. And she actually works at the Department of Education and at the Baltimore City Education Headquarters downtown. And she was pointing out kids. She knew some of those kids. And that mother people know the mother. So that's all I'm going to say. So, because that is now, police are actually looking at that tape and identifying. This is really now criminal and trying to figure out who did what. And even if that child did do something, you know. So people are calling for their parents to come get the kids, but at the same time, they're looking at these tapes to see if the kid did something. So it's now at the point where they're being identified, and that mother has been identified, but people are kind of keeping it, you know, just keeping it low right now, because she did a good thing. She did a really
good
thing.
That seems to be the overriding opinion, that a lot of people saying that she did do the right thing.
And you know, Sybil, the crazy thing, we always hear people say, oh, if you beat your child, you go to jail. Well, honey, she didn't go to jail at all. Everybody is like, old school religion on those kids today.
Wow. Yeah, she should be. April, you know, there were a lot of reports that that the young people, teens, many of whom were involved in this, were talking about this and planning this via social media.
Yeah.
Are you, in your opinion, I mean, do you think that the city should have got ahead of this?
Yes, they should have. I mean, it was something 2 days ago over the weekend. They were saying, hey, we're going to tear up Mondawmin Mall. Meet us out there at 3. They had this plan. This was Sunday they were talking about it, and you saw all the graphics. I mean, I was looking at it yesterday, and they were saying Mondawmin Mall. Now they have another mall that they're targeting out this way at 3 o'clock, and I saw that on social media. So if the city does not know this, they better know it now, because it is all on social media, Instagram, Facebook. It is out there. We are seeing this. And everything that they said they're doing, they did it last night. The things that they said that they were going to do around the time, they're doing.
So that PERF message that came out yesterday really was earlier.
That first message came out Sunday that they were going to come to Mondawmin Mall, one of the oldest black malls in the nation. I used to go to piano lessons right behind the mall.
You used to hang out there too, April. Come on now. You didn't just go to piano lessons.
maybe not. But yeah, when I was a kid, that used to be my metro stop when I was going, you know, going home from high school. Mondawmin Mall. And not only that, Mondawmin Mall is right around the corner from Drew Hill Park, the place that Drew Hill, you know, named themselves after. Huge, great park where the Baltimore Zoo is. I mean, that is the mecca of the black community almost in this area. So it's a lot of hurt going on, and I just pray that they can get it together and pull it together for the sake of those children and their future and for our city.
Well, our prayers are with you, April. Thank you for that report.
The White House correspondent. Thank you, April.
And Baltimore, strong. That's April Ryan.
That's all right.
Yeah.